good time of day to you, sir.
I also wish it to you. I think this honorable lord did but try us this other day.
Upon that were my thoughts tiring when we encountered. I hope it is not so low with him as he made it seem in the trial of his several friends.
It should not be by the persuasion of his new feaster.
I should think so. He hath sent me an earnest inviting, which many mynear occasions did urge me to put off. But he had conjured me beyond them, and I must needs appear.
In the like manner was I in debt to my unfortunate business, but he would not hear my excuse. I am sorry when he said to borrow of me that my provision was out.
I am sick of that grief, too, as I understand how all things go.
Every man here, sir. What would he have borrowed of you?
1,000 pieces.
He sent to me, sir. Here he comes.
Oh, my heart. Gentlemen, good. How fare you?
Ever at the best, hearing well of your lordship.
The swallow follows not. Some are more willing than we, your lordship.
No more willingly leaves winter. Such summer birds are men. Our dinner will not recompense this long stay. Feast your ears to the music a while. If you'll fare so harshly, the trumpet sound. We look to it presently.
I hope it remains not unkindly with your lordship that I returned you an empty messenger.
Oh, sir, let it not trouble you.
My noble lord,
my good friend, what cheer?
My most honorable lord, I mean sick of shame that when this other day your lordship sent to me, I was so unfortunate a beggar.
Think not on.
If you had said but 2 hours before.
That did not come to your better remembrance. Come, bring in all together.
All puppet dishes.
Royal cheer, I warrant you.
I doubt not that. If money in the season can yield it.
How do you? What's the news?
Alcibiades is banished. Here you are.
Alcibiades banished?
Which is so, be sure of it.
How?
I pray you, upon what?
I'm ready, will you come here?
I'll tell you what, anon. He has a noble feast towards.
This is the old man still.
Will do.
It does, but time will, and so.
I do conceive.
Each man to his stool with that spur as he would to the liver of his mistress. Your diet shall be in all places alike. Now make not a city feast of it, and let the meat cool ere we can agree upon the first place. See it! The gods require our thanks. You great benefactors, sprinkle our society with thankfulness. For your own gifts, let yourselves be praised. But reserve still to give, lest your deities be despised. Lend to each man enough that one need not lend to another. For where your godheads the borrow of men, men would forsake the gods. Let the meat be beloved more than the man that gives it. Let an assembly of 20 be without a score of villains. If this hit 12 women at the table, let a dozen of them be as they are. For the rest of your fees, do gods. The senators of Athens, together with the common leg of people, what is amiss in them you gods make suitable for destruction? For these my present friends, as they're nothing to me, so in nothing bless them, and to nothing are they welcome.
Uncover dogs. Laugh.
What does his lordship mean?
I know not.
May your better peace never behold you, not of mouth, friends. Smoke and lukewarm water is your perfection. This is time's last, too, star.
and spangled with your flatteries, washes it off, and sprinkles in your faces your reeking villainy. Lower than long was smiling, smooth, detested parasites, courteous destroyers, affable lords, meek bears, you fools of fortune. Friends of friends, tap and knee slaves, vapors, minotaurs of man and beast, the infinite malady, trust you quite on. What? Where does that go? All in motion, sharp. Take that physic first, out you. And now, stay, Helen, your money. Follow now, henceforth. Be no priest, but a village and a welcome guest. The burn house! St. Athens! Henceforth hated be of Diamond, man and all humanity!